Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 353 of your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That means a bunch of swell people that get together that are old enough to buy their own beers. Today is January 16, 2016. I'm just one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter and on PSN, Xbox Live, something like that. Yeah, we're sorry. We're a little late. Apologies. You got to see a little behind the scenes there as we're resizing windows. It's all coming together as we started. That's the way it happens sometimes, folks. That's the way it happens. But never fear. We are here. We have, starting to my right, going to my left, Kim Woods, looking awfully comfortable, awfully warm, settled in for the evening, ready to talk games.
Very much so.
Woohoo.
As long as I stay warm and don't freeze to death, we'll be fine.
Now, if you froze to death, like, during the podcast, I have to say that would actually be kind of amazing, just to, like, slowly see it happening. Just, like, icicles forming off your
icicles
nose.
Icicles forming on my nose, slowly turn blue.
I'm not going to lie, we would get a lot of followers off that video.
Okay, so, I'll see what I can do,
Just to give it consideration. Also on the show this week, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Mark Anix here, at Mark Anix on Twitter, MarkAnix. Also, Mark Anix on Xbox Live, PSN, and Steam when I decide to ever go on it, which is rarely, but yeah, I'm on there. So, how's it going? We've got snow today.
You've got
cold
snow
here as well. Snow. It's cold there. Not good. Hate
this
stuff.
And just to raise the stakes now, if both of you froze to death on the podcast, amazing viewership would be through the roof. That would be retweeted a lot, by the way, also. Good to have you here, Mark. Good to have you here.
You.
By the way, Mark, just in case you didn't know, on my screen, you are the cream filling of the Oreo sandwich.
The rose between two thorns.
Yes. Last, but certainly not least... Nicole Radowski on the podcast. Oh, how you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing excellent, excellent. I have beer. I have you guys. We have all those people in the chat.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm great.
You're great.
And
good.
I'm freezing also. Freezing. It's supposed to snow here tomorrow.
We're all going to die on screen.
Don't take this the wrong way, Nicole. But if you, Mark, and Kim all froze to death on the podcast... This would be amazing, and our ratings would through the roof.
We've got
a bit of an issue here, though, because Mr. Teflon says Kim's not allowed to die until she's finished Dragon Age Inquisition.
Which means Kim will live forever.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, the three of you, for joining, and thank you to the chat for those that have jumped in to listen to the podcast live. We appreciate it. Thank you for hanging in there.
Quite a few today, Greg.
Well, why don't we give some shout outs to those the people that have weathered the storm of us setting the podcast up?
Excuse me. Yeah, we've got a Default Savior, Fraser Moo. Don't know who he is. GamerGirl 27. That's Kim. Passive Nose 3000. Rain God Zippo. RCGC and Teflon 12. So far,
Have to stop the podcast. Wait, Nicole, are you drinking Bud Light Lime?
Yes.
Why? See, Corona and Lime, I get it. Corona and Lime, I get. Bud Light Lime, I can't back. As a red-blooded, gun-owning American,
guess
you should not
corona.
Support that. I know. Corona and Lime, that's like, cold and snow. It goes together.
Well, here's even more funny. I'm allergic to beer.
Oh, God.
And I'm allergic to lime.
Death, and I'm now anaphylactic shock as well.
Okay, so Nicole, if you die...
I'm allergic to citric acid, so by the end of the
by
podcast,
all means,
I will be slurring
up.
And it won't be beer.
Okay, fair enough. Somebody in the chat, please just pay attention to Nicole's screen. If for some reason she starts turning blue... and or just fades off the screen. I may not see it, so please let us know. All right. Before we jump into what we've been playing, anything you guys want to talk about? I saw Star Wars the other weekend.
Me too.
We can't spoil it for everybody, but it was good.
I was not planning on spoiling it.
It was a shock to see Godzilla in it.
I was pretty shocked to see Godzilla. I was.
I really enjoyed it. But as we know, I'm easily pleased with movies. But yeah, I thought it was really good. I love a new character. I love Ray. I think it's great.
I think we have to do a spoiler show on this. Yeah. We won't do it here because we don't want to spoil the movie for anybody. But so there's a lot I loved from the movie. There's a lot of criticism I have for this movie. And I think as Star Wars movies go, it is a success and it's good. But there's some holes. There's some big gaping holes in that movie that I think they need to be addressed. They need to be talked about. You can't just discount them. Mm. Yeah. Is somebody ringing the bell? What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
My computer must have made a noise because I just got an email.
Mark.
And I thought my system sound was off. Told you I'm having problems.
Damn you, Mark. All right.
This is a prediction show. I predict this podcast is going to be a train wreck.
I think I predicted it beforehand because full disclosure, Nicole's drinking beer right now. I went wine tasting before this podcast, so.
So it's all your fault.
It is all my fault. Literally, I mean, I'm setting things up. I'm arranging everything except for the cameras, of course. And then my wife's like, aren't you supposed to be podcasting right now? I look at the clock. It's like 3:01. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yes, we
and
are.
I checked my computer earlier. It worked fine. I go to set it up and it fucking crashes.
Yeah. Like, the only thing that did go somewhat right was the fact that I saw the Skype wants to update, and I just said no. No, don't update.
At least
there's
that.
All right. Anything else other than Star Wars conversation? Did anybody see anything else? There was a new TV series I saw. Series. TV series called The Colony. Kind of looks interesting. Not 100% sure I'm going to love it yet. But I'm kind of digging what I've seen so far.
I'm counting down for there's a month left now for the return of The Walking Dead. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Walking Dead.
February 14th or 15th. What is it? 13th?
14th.
Whatever it is, it's my
Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day, yes.
Yes.
And then Game of Thrones, I think, is March?
April.
Yeah, I already decided this was going to be the best Valentine's
Day. It could be. It could also be the worst. What if Rick gets eaten?
Yeah.
That's a bad Valentine's Day. Really? You did go there.
No,
I was just saying supposedly.
I did. You're going to kill Rick off? You started the rest of season 6.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I did finish all 3 seasons of House of Cards. I started watching them just before Christmas, and I've watched all 3 seasons, and I really enjoyed that. I don't really like political stuff, but I'm a huge Kevin Spacey fan. The acting in this is superb. It's really good. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've been...
They've penciled in another series, haven't they? They've got the go-ahead for another one.
Yeah, and I've actually been watching the spin-off series to that, Mark, which is
what's that?
Yeah, it's called the Republican Primaries.
Trump.
Yeah, the Republican Primaries and the Democratic Primaries. The acting's not as good, though. I have to admit, it's not as good as the main show, so yeah.
No, but they have just as many assholes.
They do, and there's not nearly as much action, I guess. All right, let's talk some games. Let's talk about what we've been playing.
Oh, that's what I was doing. Thank you for reminding me.
See, again, I'm here to help. So why don't we start with you, Kim? Let's talk about what you have been playing.
I have been playing a few things, believe it or not, considering what I've been the last, 2 months. You know, what do you play this week? Nothing, you know. Or Dragon Age. But no, I played some Witcher 3.
All right, let's see if I can actually bring this up. You know, and every time I try to bring this up, it seems like it doesn't want to do what I want it to do.
That could be a personal problem.
It is a personal problem. Seriously, every time I try to get this video to come up properly for us, but I'm doing this. You keep talking.
Gremlins.
Just All you know, pay no attention to me.
I've got a little farther. I've now made it to Velen, which is quite the shithole, I have to admit. I swear to God. I thought White Orchard was kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I want to go back to White Orchard. Velen is just depressing as hell. It's a land filled with wild dogs, rapists, and what were those little gross things I ran into? Rot fiends? Rot fiends, yeah. and neckers, and I don't remember what that other little gross thing is, but I swear to God, it's terrible. And it's just gigantic. I actually pulled the map up to see what all I was going to have to go do, and there's just question marks everywhere. I'm like, oh, well, this is going to take me a while. Then I think to myself, why the hell didn't I go to Novigrad?
Why didn't you go to Novigrad? What was the decision there?
There really wasn't one. I just thought, well, all right, Velen's, I guess, the next point to the game, I guess. And then I get there, and the new DLC, I've already downloaded it. And, of course, then that all pops up. They're like, oh, you're here. So here's, you know, whatever the new one is called. I can't remember. Hearts of Stone. It all pops wine. Up.
I think it should have been called O'Fart. That would have been the better DLC.
Right. So then all that stuff pops up. And then, of course, it tells you, well, you must be a level 33. And I'm like, well, then let's switch me back to the level 5 quests that I'm doing now. So, because I'm not doing the level 33 stuff yet. So, today I managed to make it to a city where there was a guy that wanted to play Gwent, but I don't have a pass, so I can't get there yet. So I'm going to have to go find a guy with passes and, you know.
Have you done the Bloody Baron mission line?
No, not yet.
That's a good one.
That is, I think, probably one of the most prominent missions out of The Witcher 3. So, definitely you should do the Bloody Baron.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you almost have to do the Bloody Baron.
Yeah, because he's met with Ciri or something like that, so you have to go talk to him. I just haven't done it yet.
But there's more.
I know. There has to be.
It is such a well-thought-out mission. And I say mission, I mean, it's just a story arc. That's really what it is, but it's one of the better ones I've come across in these kinds of open-world games. So, people are watching. Hopefully, they're seeing gameplay of The Witcher 3 right now on their screen. God willing.
You've actually got it to work this week.
I mean, the sizing of the screen is all screwed up. So, I mean, you know, I couldn't get it all 100% correct. But at least it's kind of there.
We're trying, you know.
Yeah. One more bottle of wine, and I would have had something completely different up. yeah.
Made for an interesting show. That's all I'm saying.
I'm here for you.
So, yeah, I'm progressing a little further on Witcher 3. And speaking of 3, I'm also playing Diablo 3.
At last.
You know, I've only had it since 2014, sitting in the plastic.
And what do you think, then?
But I like it. It's good, a game, it? You know, it's a game I want to play when The Witcher 3 just has me depressed. Or maybe I don't have enough time because, you know, The Witcher 3 quests and all that take a long time. A lot of them do. So say if I've only got like a half an hour, 45 minutes to game, I'll pop in Diablo 3 and, you know, go find a dungeon and break all the shit and kill some guys. And, you know, I've pretty much ate up my entire 45 minutes, but it's been fun, you know, and probably leveled up about 3 or 4 times. So, yeah, it's really good. I'm, what am I, a level 11 Crusader now, I think. So I've got my little Templar follower dude, who I affectionately call Alistair Jr. So,
you're not going to let Alistair go ever, are you?
Yeah, probably not. You know, they'll be putting that on my tombstone, you know, somewhere in there.
I can send you some goodies now on Diablo 3 now you've played it.
Exactly, yeah, I've already
had... So check your mailbox next time you go on.
I'll do that. I've got quite a few now as it is. So yeah, it's. I'm kind of sitting there thinking now, why the hell did I wait so long? But, you know, I'm getting to it now, and they just had the gigantic patch the other day, which I'm nowhere near getting
I bet
that is. So, yeah, I've got some little wings now and a little ghost pooch to keep me company. Whatever he does, I haven't checked, so I don't know. But, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's like Van Helsing and Torchlight, and, you know, it's a pretty good little game. So...
It is a pretty good little game. If only it would work right now for me, I would be really happy. But no, for whatever reason, God, no.
Fastip says that screen, what you've broadcasting now, looks like his laptop at the moment.
Yes, just blue screen of death. So screw it. At least we had some Witcher 3 on there.
There we go. You know, Diablo didn't want to work today. And last but not least, I've been playing Gems of War.
Loads of people playing this.
Gems of War, not Gems of War, by the way. I just want to properly put this out. It's Gems, not
yes,
Gems.
Gems of War, yes.
Gems of War, very different game.
I'm sure it is. Fun.
Yeah.
Just here to help. So Gems of War, tell us about Gems of War. I would show everybody a screen of Gems of War, but apparently I'm incapable of doing this, so I give up.
It's pretty much like Hexic or, you know, any of them little color matching games with the little, you know, like usually colored bubbles, or was it Candy Crush? You know, you got to match like 3 or 4 or whatever. But you use them whenever you match them, you get special little things to fill up your mana or whatever, and you fight against orcs or ogres or whatever on the other side. So, you know, it's also one of them games that's good to waste, you know, 45 minutes or whatever. You know, you're not doing much of anything. But
is it like a full-on microtransaction game? Are there lots of, like, you know, in-purchase stuff?
There probably is, but I haven't come across that yet. So okay. I'm still playing pretty much the full-on game without, I haven't bought anything. Don't plan to, so. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a game or a time waster, there you go. So it's pretty straightforward. So
yeah, my time waster game is trying to get video to come up on this podcast. Yeah, it starts off so promising, and I'm like, oh, I got it. I got
so close.
I know what the problem is. I just don't want to admit to it.
I know what the problem is, too.
I need another goddamn PC. I need another computer. I need a second computer running to have them run the video. It would make my life 1,000 times easier.
There you go.
Yeah, because 2 computers. When Rich can just do it on one.
Rich has 2. He's running it off of 2, for the record, or 2 screens at least. And he's got like the mega, he's the PC nerdy guru. And I'm nerdy just...
Now we're berating him.
I berate Rich all the time. I call him a young whippersnapper left and right.
Gotcha.
He is young. Rich is awesome. He runs the show really well when he's here. We miss him. I miss him. I love him, Rich. Come back. Anyway. All right, so Diablo 3, Gems of War, Witcher 3, anything else, Kim?
Nope, that'll do.
That'll do. That'll do. Nicole.
Yes?
How about we talk about what you've been playing? Kim, wait, hold on. Kim, what are you drinking?
Oh my God, what are you, the police?
Well, it's a black cup. I can't see it from here. So
it's a coffee cup with a lid on it.
That's really
because
boring.
I didn't want to
have coffee in it.
No,
I was going to say, what does it have in it?
Whiskey.
Okay. Like, it's natural whiskey.
It is for me, but you know.
We just need to interrupt the podcast. We've got a public service announcement. We've got to give a shout out to Sandra Ellis. And tell her not to call Mr. Parsnip Nose when he's trying to listen to the podcast. So please stop.
Yes,
thank you.
Sandra, stop it. Kim.
Yes.
Should we be concerned that your whiskey is in the coffee cup?
No. I put it in the cup so that way in case I have to knock it over, it might not spill everywhere. At least I'm hoping.
And she has a cat.
Yeah, I have a cat.
Okay, the last part was good, Nicole. That's good. You're helping. Actually, the justification is there because the first part, if I'm worried I'm going to knock it over, is just kind of a drunken thing. But the cat...
But she really does. No, she does have a cat that will just walk over there and just...
No, I get that. I get that. I do.
They're
get
assholes.
That.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right.
Every single one of them.
Nicole, let's talk about what you have been playing, please.
Okay. I had my 1 hour of that ARC beta thing or whatever it was.
Right.
Oh my God.
It wasn't for you.
Ride a dinosaur?
Right.
I couldn't even. I killed a dodo and felt so guilty for killing a dodo.
But you don't just kill it; you mash the fuck out of it, don't you? There's blood everywhere.
Oh my god! And I kicked it into the water. And...
Yeah. And now we wonder why they went extinct, because fucking Nicole and Mark are bashing them to death.
Yeah, I did. I felt so freaking guilty for beating the shit out of a dodo. I was like, oh, I didn't know it was a dodo. But it was all I could find that I could actually beat up.
You know what would be priceless, though, is if they had just, like, one dodo and it was part of, like, the tutorial and you beat it to death and kill it, and then it's like, that was the last dodo bird on the planet.
That would be a thing to do. But I did very guilty for that. It is Rust with dinosaurs completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, all those nodding heads are like, yes, it is Rust with dinosaurs.
Yep.
Yeah, my highlight was I jumped on the back of like a stegosaurus or a turtle. No, it was a giant turtle. It was in the water, and I was just like, "What the fuck is that? I don't know.
It's easy to get confused, Greg, with them too.
I remember it had a shell on its back, but then I realized it was coming out of the water, so it was a turtle. But I jumped on its back and I rode it for a while, and I was like, "This game is not jumping out at me at the moment." So I jumped off for now. I will come back to it. I love the idea of dinosaurs. I like the idea of killing dodo birds. That's exciting. So I would love
the idea of somebody holding my hand and helping me walk through that freaking game, because there was a lot of stuff that it wasn't very intuitive.
No, but it is pre-access, so.
Yeah. The first time I played that game, I was in stitches the first time I did this, because you defecate quite a lot. All of a sudden you hear this... And then it says, you have defecated. And you look around, there's a little tiny round plum.
Oh, no way.
And you can pick it up.
And fling it. Because, you know, that's what monkeys do, Mark.
It amazes me that we evolved.
Bassett says he picks up three lumps of poo, so that might ring true to what you just said, Nicole.
It really does amaze me as I sit there and I think about what we do with these games, especially when we can throw poo. How the human race evolved, because that's like, we all want to pick up poo and fling it.
Apparently, yeah.
How do we even
want to pick up and fling poo, just for the record?
All right. Anyway, so Beyond the Ark or Ark.
Then I played Killer Instinct for a hot minute.
A hot minute? You've never struck me as a fighting game person, so I'm not shocked by this.
No, because, like, Unreal Tournament. I love that game.
Right.
That's not a fighting game.
No. I understand that.
That's a shooting game.
No, but it's the same.
Nothing.
The little hole. Yeah. It's all the same. Anyway. No, and I did. I played that for a hot minute. And it's actually kind of interestingly fun, but it won't hold my attention for more than a hot minute. So.
At least it was free. Free with a paid subscription.
So it was that. Free.
Okay.
And something to kill the boredom, I guess. Something different.
Okay.
Not.
Well, there you go.
Again, it's also not very intuitive. So that was part of my hate for the game.
I find it a lot more intuitive than, say, Street Fighter 4 or some of the other fighting games. Injustice is really complicated. I find Killer Instinct one of the best.
Yeah, but I mean,
you've got to put time into it to get used to the combos, I suppose.
Right, exactly.
More than a minute.
Yes. Yes.
If you don't know combos, you're pretty well screwing yourself. And, you know, I don't know combos.
So my patented button mashing is not going to work?
It'll get you a little bit. It'll get you somewhat far. Not more than a hot minute, maybe?
What it got me.
All right. Let's keep talking, Nicole.
Uh-oh.
I played Love and Hate on the phone.
Love and Hate on the phone. I did Love and Hate with a computer earlier, so I think we're in the same game there.
It's a cute little game.
Oh,
it's
different game puzzle. That I was playing. Sorry. I hate my computer. I love it. I hate it.
No, mine's a cute little game.
Okay.
No, and I did play Love and Hate with my computer earlier, too.
That's where I was going with this.
Yeah, that, yes. And
no, this is a real game, an actual game.
Considering getting a new freaking computer.
See, I was considering getting a new phone because my phone this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning didn't go off, and I realized it had completely locked up, so my alarm wasn't going off. And, you know, it was the weekend, so it was not that big of a deal. But I realized that's not really a good thing when your phone locks up on you in the middle of the night.
And that's your one and only
alarm clock.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a 7-year-old son that also acts as an alarm clock.
Yep, I feel you there.
Mm-hmm.
Mine will be 9 tomorrow, my baby.
Yeah.
And he still gets up at the ass crack of dawn.
Just helping you out, Mom. Helping
that
you out.
Dawn's not, isn't she?
So Love and Hate, can you tell me a little bit about this game? What's the premise?
It's a little puzzle, little platformer thing. It's
okay.
Side scroll deal. It's got love and hate, but they have to help each other through all these little puzzles together. And you can use love and hate to yell at these little, I don't know, they look like gumdrops to me. These little blue gumdrop dudes. I don't know what they are. And scare them into holes so that you don't fall all the way down the hole and you can hop over to the next platform.
This would be a perfect time for me to be able to show a video of this game.
It would be.
It would be fantastic.
But you kind of suck at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's just not going to happen.
No. No.
I'm so sorry. Played Minecraft with the kids again.
Okay,
they
that's
really love that
MC.
Game.
Got it.
Yeah.
A lot of kids do. I've heard it's popular.
I've heard the same. Now, we got to play a Teflon's little boy for a little while, too. He has a little 6-year-old that popped into one of our games. And so we got to play with him for a little bit. Me and my son, because Teflon sent me a message. He's like, I'm sorry, because his son kept trying to kill my son. Like, I'm sorry. He doesn't know how to play yet. I'm like, it's fine. I'm like, it's Minecraft. Who cares? So, and then today I got to see, because it's my ex-husband's weekend with the kids.
That's a new game. That's a new game.
Yes, that's a new game. So I got my daughter for 2 hours while him and my son went off to do something, and we played Minecraft.
Okay. All right.
We're building Greece.
Building Greece.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
That is an ambitious project.
We have columns for days already and little temples and...
If you guys are successful, you should contact Greece and let them know you know how to build their country for them.
We already have a marketplace up. We have 2 ships in our port.
It's more than Greece at the
more
moment.
More than NATO, yeah.
We're doing better than that.
Could be sending some money that way.
Yeah.
Awesome like that. And then Destiny. Back to Destiny again. So I love it.
You did a raid, didn't you? You've done your first raid.
Yes, I did my first raid with Ticini and his wife. I'm going to just say Tiger Lily because I have no idea how to say her other gamer tag. And I know what their real names are. But anyway, I played with them. I did my first raid with them. And then we dragged Ginge on his first raid with Womble. God help us. Raids, Womble, late nights, everybody tired, everybody drunk.
Womble likes to dance, from what I understand.
Sounds like fun.
Him and then as soon as we get in the game, I'm like standing there and off target's like, oh, hey. And he's like doing his little dance thing. And I'm like, holy fuck. I was like, you just need to stop. I already had enough of Nick's. I don't need yours in my face. Stop. Because they have that same little dance thing. That
right.
And then that song gets stuck in my head, and I just want to kill people.
Okay. Fair enough. Real quickly, Mark, we'll get to you next, but I have to admit, brace yourselves, folks. I played some Destiny. Played some Destiny. I created my character. I started going through that intro tutorial, and I felt the same way I did the last time I played Destiny.
What?
But you didn't play with us.
I haven't played with you guys yet. So just, you know, I have my character made. So just everybody calm down. Got back to the Citadel, and I rediscovered my stupid dance moves on my D-pad, and I was like, fuck. I hate games with dance moves in them. Except for when they're dancing in front of Nicole. That's kind of funny.
okay.
Yeah. Time and a place. I will say, though, Destiny really does have a great shooting mechanic. It really is a strength to that game, and I think that's really what probably helps it more than anything. One thing I did find myself, because there are a lot of similarities in some respects to Destiny and Halo for me. You know, Halo has the aim down sights now, so I kept thinking I could mantle up onto things. And Destiny doesn't have that. So I would try to jump onto something and, you know, leap up to it, and my guy just was jumping.
But when you level him up a bit more, yeah, you unlock an extra double jump, which is like a rocket boost type lift. I mean, yep, you can get even further than you can in Halo.
Okay.
So yep, keep out.
Patience.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. Patience. Yes. Patience.
All right, Mark, we've gotten all these other games out of the way. Let's focus right now. Let's talk about the most important game that came out probably like over the past 5-10 years. I don't know.
Well, Jim, you want to go get a beer?
Do you want to get something out of the way first? Exactly, actually, yeah. Why don't you get the other secondary game off your chest first?
I've been playing quite a bit of Fallout 4, cracking on the story mode. But then I got a text. It was Tuesday morning from a certain person called Mr. DeLacy. And this text message says, I've just bought a new game, so you better download it because we do the game sharing stuff because his long lost brother and all that. It's called Rebel Galaxy. And I'm thinking, Rebel Galaxy? I've never heard of that. Anyway, I've downloaded the game and started it up, and I have not put the fucking thing down since. I absolutely love it. It's like a poor man's Elite, but it's
space crack.
It's hard to describe. It's on a 2D plane.
Right.
So you can't go up and down, but it works.
Right, but the combat actually does take place in multi-level, but your ship can only travel in a two-dimensional plane. Yeah. So your guns fire high and low, but the enemy aircraft, they also can go high and low, but you don't have to worry about getting all disoriented. It all happens on a 2D plane, and it's battle cruiser style ship. So you're not talking about little fighter craft that you're piloting. You're capital ships. That's what you're flying. Nicole. You shut up.
I can't. I'm crying.
In Assassin's Creed, you'll love this because you have broadside cannons. So it's just like the naval battles in Assassin's Creed.
I have broadside cannons too.
But we're not going there, Nicole.
If you played Elite and you found it too overwhelming and complicated, you'd probably love this game.
Yeah, Rebel Galaxy, and it's single player only. Yeah. There's no multiplayer, which in some respects is kind of a shame. But it's a procedurally generated universe. So every time you start a new game, it'll be a different universe. It'll lay out differently, which is kind of cool. Yeah, I was super excited. I knew it was coming, and I had been hearing a lot of other individuals talking about the game, and so I knew it had a lot of high praise behind it, and I did not know it was coming out to console so soon. And so when it launched, I was like, oh, I'm buying this. And so that's when you got your little text message in the morning, because I was excited.
I've made a few little notes on it as well. As well as the broadside cannons, you've got turrets, and these turrets you can have, like, lasers or pulse cannons or missiles. If you've got mining lasers, you can mine the asteroids like you can in Elite, so you can get materials from them to sell. There's various ways to play, like Elite. You can be a bounty hunter, you can just go mining, you can be a pirate, you can be a trader, or you can be a mixture of all of these things. It's really, what's the word?
Diverse?
Universal.
Diverse, universal, sure.
Diverse, yep. So, it's really, really good that way.
Hey, Mark?
Yes?
Please tell everybody what you rank amongst all your friends.
Oh, yes. Please brag
Please,
away.
Please, Mark.
we got this text message, yes.
Number one. Well, it's very rare for me to be like that. Yeah. I think it's down to the amount of time I put into it. It's only been out a few days
all
now.
All the time. But
have you slept yet, by the way?
Yeah. I've been at work, believe it or not. But as soon as I get home, I'm straight on it. I've put 10 hours into the game already. And I've just moved on to the next subsystem, the next galaxy.
You made the jump, right?
Yeah. But there's about 10 of these. And right. each one's huge, so there's a lot to explore and a lot of gameplay.
And I don't want to say it's a choices kind of dialogue, because I've kind of come to the conclusion the dialogue sequences, like you have different characters you'll come across where you interact with them, you're talking to them, and you'll have choices of things you can say. And at first I thought that was going to be more prevalent in the game, but I've kind of come to the conclusion it's a little sneaky. It's kind of a guided experience. No matter what you say, if there's something that they need to guide you to, your choices are going to kind of take you there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. If you pick one option, it'll sort of like say, oh, well, you're not getting anywhere without, you're going to have to do this. And
right.
So, yeah, it does funnel you to a certain thing, because that's the other thing with this game. It has got a single player story element. Now, the story is, I find in so far, a little bit interesting. It's not a spoiler, this, but the game starts off, you get a message from your aunt who you've not seen for years, and she's sent you this distress message and this item for you to recover from this guy on this space station. And it starts off from there, really, where you're trying to track her down. Yep. But it's quite an interesting story as well. And this item she's give you has got a thing about it, which I won't discuss because it's a spoiler. I think you've just unlocked the achievement for it, Greg, so you know what
yes.
I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's looking interesting.
Yeah, and this game, as you noted, Mark, to me earlier, it's made by two guys?
Yeah, I was Small looking team. Up on it. It was just a two-man team.
Which, I'm going to guess they're from Australia, because, like, all the bartenders in this game, it's comical, they're, like, all Australian accents.
Well, that might not be the case, because if you notice, all the people in the ships are all English and Cockneys and stuff. Mm. Now, true. Over here, we have a lot of people working in bars who are Australian for some reason. So it could be either way. It could be a UK developer. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Mm. Weren't the pirates Southern or some shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some Texas-type accent.
Yeah,
oh,
like, that's true. Really? Yeah, pirates?
Yeah. The pirates were a Southern accent. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. But there does seem to be only one bartender for, like, the entire solar system, at least in this solar system. It's the same character, like, over and over again. I'm like, you get
it's
around.
A future that's cloned him.
Yes, they have. All right, so aside from Rebel Galaxy, which I think we can already assume is our game of the year, 2016.
Just to add to that, there is a lot more to it from just that, because as you earn more money, you get money for all these missions you do and all these side missions. I've done loads of side missions. I think I've done about 60 side missions. I think that's why I'm so highly ranked up on the thing, because I've killed about 450 ships now.
That's not why you're highly ranked.
You can buy upgrades and different weapons. And you can buy bigger ships as well. Now, I'm on the third ship now, Greg. I've just bought first medium-class frigate.
All right.
Yeah. So I've got a medium-class frigate with six broadside cannons and four turrets.
Yeah.
And stop laughing, you, Kim.
Yeah. See, Mark, I've slept since this game came out, so I'm still only on my first ship.
So if you like any sort of space game, space flight sim, if you like Elite...
It is
a definite purchase, is this. Yeah. It's really good.
And it was $20 bucks US, so there's definitely the gameplay. I mean, it's about 30, they said 30 to 40 hours for the single player. And that sounds like that might be a little, them being selling it short a little bit, because I think you really need to do a lot of the side missions to build yourself up. So if you start taking that into account, then the reality is it's going to be a much bigger game. So highly recommend.
My sort of like closing notes on it, I've written on here, I've put it's Elite's baby brother.
Elite's baby brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, anything else, Mark?
No, that's it. I've just thought.
All right.
All I've been playing is that since Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm right there with it. You. I dabbled in some Destiny. I attempted to play Forza 6 on Wednesday. Unfortunately, Xbox Live decided to shit the bed at the time, so... our race did not happen on Wednesday, and I was actually okay with that pretty much, because I was like, yeah, I'll just play some Rebel Galaxy during lunch. So, it's pretty much been Rebel Galaxy all week for me as well. So, There you go. Something to enjoy. Before we dive into our predictions, which we are going to grade your predictions from last year, folks. I should say folks as in Nicole, Mark, Kim. I believe we have yours. No, we don't have yours from last year, Kim. We don't have yours. But we do have mine to talk about as well.
Shuckins.
Well, we'll have yours for next year, Kim. Let's talk real quickly. The only real big piece of news, well, there's two big pieces of news that really kind of came out this past week. EA Origins Access for PC. That's a thing. So that launched out.
Have you seen the pricing structure, though? It's a monthly charge. It is monthly. There's no annual.
Yeah, they didn't give an annual option as far as I know, but it's $4.99 a month. So it's the same price as what they're offering up on Xbox One, but there's no yearly subscription, which is interesting. So hopefully they're not reconsidering what they're going to do, and because I think that would kill Xbox One EA Access for me.
It would for me, yeah.
Yeah, I like the $30 bucks a year. I think that's fair. It's $5 a month. Probably not. I mean, it's not that much per month, but when you start to look at it in the big scheme, that's a fairly sizable chunk. NPDs came out this past week, and the real only news out from it that I know of, and I should have probably pulled this up and been prepared for this. PS4 we know was the top selling console, and I know that the what was the Wii U game that came out? Oh God! See, talk amongst yourselves, people. I'm going to try and pull up the NPDs for December.
Wii U had a game?
The Wii U had a game, yeah. They had the one that was, wasn't Guillermo del Toro. Who was the one? It was the horror game that came out.
P.T.? Oh,
no. Here, maybe I'll have this in here. Not P.T., because that was not on the Wii U, Mark.
All right. You said Del Toro or whatever his name is.
I know, but that was incorrect too. So just pay no attention.
It's Greg.
You guys are not good at making just conversation while I'm trying to look.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we supposed to be conversating?
Yes, conversate.
Yeah. While you're doing that, do you want me to update the new releases, Greg? Because I haven't been.
That's a great idea. Why don't we tell?
There we go. Tackle
the new releases.
We're professionals.
We'll get those out of the way, and then we can talk about this thing that I was supposed to be talking about with you.
Horror game on the Wii U that we don't know about. Yeah.
Well,
is that a scarf or a blanket?
It's I'm starting to think it's my pimp robe. No, it's a blanket.
My
or is it both? Is it a scarf kit? Or a blankaf?
One of those where you just all in one little thing and you just walk around.
They're pretty wet. There you go.
So whoever.
Did you see my. No. We're filling in time. You shush now.
Told us to move ourselves. So.
Okay.
I know, right?
Excuse me.
There we are.
I'm just going to choke to death while I.
While you're fanning about and being ill prepared.
By all means, please do some new releases.
So, new releases for this upcoming week. A Boy and His Blob. On Xbox One, PS4, Vita, and PC on the 19th. Blade and Soul on PC on January 19th. The Bug Butcher on PC, Mac, and Linux on the 19th. Darkest Dungeon on PC on the 19th again. Inside My Radio on PS4. I don't clue what that is. That's on the 19th. Claws with a K. So it's not Santa Claus, he's a bit late, isn't he? We've got another year to wait now for him. That's on PS4, 19th of January. Resident Evil Zero on Xbox One, 60, PS4, PS3, and PC on the 19th. Resident Evil Origins Collection on Xbox One, PS4, PC. Stardust Vanguards on PS4 on the 19th. Albedo Eyes from Outer Space on Xbox One on the 20th. Altelier, Escher, and Logi Plus, Alchemist of a Dusk Sky on Vita. That's got to be a Japanese RPG with that title on it. on the 20th. Homeworld, Deserts of Karak on PC on the 20th. That's hard to say. Yeah, that one. On PC on the 21st of January. Move or Die on the PC on the 21st. And on the 3DS... It's not often we get to say the 3DS, is it, on the new release? Mario and Luigi Paper Jam on the 22nd. So that's the new releases for this upcoming week.
Okay.
Paper Jam. Are they office workers now? I went from plumbers to office workers.
They're now blocking the pipes with paper. I don't know.
Oh, that kind of paper jam. Oh. Toilet paper jam.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I'm good. I got it. It's my daughter's birthday.
NPDs.
Oh, Skullduggers on.
Skullduggerer. Hey, Rich Skullduggerer. Primrose. He's got some things to say. One of these days we'll get him back on the podcast. We do need to get him on.
Oh, and Womble. Oh, God. And I already Womble. Talked about him. Yeah, so I'm good.
All right, so December NPDs, just to do a quick recap, FIFA 16 was number 10, Minecraft Story Mode, a Telltale game series, came in at number 9, Minecraft, the proper Minecraft, came in at number 8, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege is number 7, Grand Theft Auto 5, the game just does not stop selling, it's kind of becoming Minecraft itself, that's at number 6, NBA 2K16 at number 5, Madden NFL 16 at 4, and then the top three, Fallout 4 at number 3, Star Wars Battlefront at number 2, which kind of surprised me. Given Star Wars came out, I figured that might take number 1 for December. But no, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, it sickens me, but it is number 1 for December. So PS4 was a top-selling console. Super Mario Maker surpassed 1 million copies, both physical and digital. And for the life of me, I can't find that game, but it only sold 3,000 units. So that was the real stinger on that. Yeah, it did not fare well. All right, so that's that. NPDs, we've got EA Origin Access out of the way. Let's talk about the most important thing in this podcast today, which is predictions from last year. How did we do? So,
what I said last year.
Well, Mark, let me tell you what you said last year.
You'll tell us.
Yes. All right. Mark, last year you predicted Xbox, a Gears of War Next Gen collection is announced, and both Nicole and Gamer Girl faint at the news. So I kind of want to give you...
That's half a point.
Half a point.
First one, didn't we?
Well,
or
so
a third of a point.
Yeah, because it wasn't a collection. I mean, it wasn't a collection. It was the remastering of the Gears of War 1. But
you did get a collection because you got all three on the 360.
You know what? Fair enough. we'll give you the point. We can't verify if Nicole and Kim actually fainted, but we did hear some funny noises coming from them when it was announced. Here's my personal favorite of yours, Mark. My personal favorite. PlayStation... The Order 1886 is the biggest exclusive selling game of 2015.
No, I meant to say Bloodborne.
you said Nintendo, that Fisher-Price buys them out and they carry on being kids' toys as normal.
I've got that right.
The hate mail. We might consider giving you a half point. I can't say that at yet, but yeah. On the PC, you said the Master Race will assimilate all humans. Resistance is futile. Also, maybe off show, we consider a half point for that because it is kind of happening. I've been talking about upgrading my PC, so I mean, it's happening. All right, so Mark, 1 point out of that, but you know.
I've got some sensible ones this year as well.
That's probably going to be better for your predictions this year as opposed to what happened last year. Nicole, let's talk about yours.
Please.
Your first one, this ranks up there with Mark's The Order 1886. And I believe this is already, and I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive this has already been debunked. I won't wear my Gears of War shirt this year and post a foolish pick again.
I didn't wear it in 15. I wore it in 16. So
I think you wore it before. I'm pretty sure that you was, did. It, Maybe it not on the podcast.
First week in January, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was New Year's. It was the second day of the year.
Maybe we give you a half point on this. I don't know. I
But I didn't wear my shirt.
You didn't wear it at all during 2015. I find that
no, because it was packed in a box.
You said Dungeons and Dragons will make a comeback.
Oh, that was crap.
Yeah. You also said they will announce a remastered collection of Gears of War 1 through 3 with access to the alpha beta, depending on how they have gone in development on Gears of War 4. So I'm going to give you a half point on this because they did the Gears of War collection. It wasn't a remaster of all three, but it was a remaster of the one we got all three games, and they did give us access to the alpha through the collection. So at least a half point for that.
At least? I think that's like three quarters, man.
We only go full point, half point, Nicole. Full point, half point. Sorry. You said the Sea Machines will continue to remain in development for a probable release in 2016 with little to no fanfare. So I want to give you, I want to give you a half point on this because they did actually come out in 2015, but they've been launched to little to no fanfare, and really nobody's talking about them. You said this year will make 2014 pale in comparison to the amount of remastered games announced and produced on the new consoles. I would like to say that was correct. I think we saw more remasters kind of coming out, and out of the blue remasters, like Prototype.
Yeah, like Devil May Cry 4.
Devil May Cry 4, Prototype.
Dogs.
I love that game, though.
Yeah, but who was asking for that?
Me. Oh,
did you buy it, Nicole?
I didn't even know they made it. But I will go look now.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
I need a rug in this living room. This room echoes too much with this damn wood floor.
All right. Well, that leaves my predictions to go through. So real quickly, Nintendo, I said they will announce a new handheld that is designed to work and sync with the Wii U. I think I was a year early on this. That's probably going to be the NX in 2016, but clearly wrong for 2015. I said Sony will once again not show The Last Guardian at E3. Wrong there. Or Gamescom. But will continue to mention it's still in development over the course of the year. Maybe half point? Nah, I can't give myself. They did show it off. I said MS will announce a bundle for Tomb Raider, and it will include the new game and the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition for the holiday release. I don't know if the Tomb Raider bundle came with the Definitive Edition.
No.
I think it was just
They did the Season Pass version.
Yeah.
So it was in a bundle, sort of. Maybe worth half a point.
Half point there. And I said Windows 10 will allow you to stream certain Xbox One games to PC via a browser window. Xbox Live will be required. Gold will be required. So that's a question. I don't know if it is or not. I think it is. So I'm going to give myself
it's
a full point on that one.
More than a browser window, but it's you basically got it right, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll give myself a point there. But I think Nicole, out of the four of us, well, three of us, is actually the winner out of this. She has kind of two full points out of her hodgepodging of things. How you do this, Nicole, I will never know.
Nice job.
All right, well, let's talk about next year, or this year, really.
This year,
2016.
Year.
We are in 2016. Nicole,
oh
do you need
God,
another
I need
beer
a butler.
Yet?
Butler.
Yeah,
I need
you
a
do.
Butler.
No.
You need a beer assistant.
You need a beer assistant.
I do. The fridge is like way over there.
There's a great show. It's called Fast and Loud. It's Gas Monkey Garage out of Texas.
Yep.
And Richard Rawlings, the main guy out of there, he always has beer assistant. And he drinks Milwaukee.
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, yes.
Oh, yeah. I can't drink that.
Blah.
One sip and I'll vomit.
One sip.
Seriously, that and Michelob, one sip. I can drink 12, I can drink one sip. Either way, I'm going to vomit.
Okay. Well, let's not have you vomit now.
No.
Kim, mm-hmm. No. Because you have yet to give a prediction, now is your time to shine. You have sent me your prediction, so I have them, so they will be recorded for all time's sake.
Oh, boy.
But let's get them on the record right here, right now, on the show. Walk us through your predictions for 2016. Go.
Alrighty. For Nintendo, I believe the NX will come out this year, or whatever they choose to call the new console.
They will launch it in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Why? Because I don't know. Who the hell knows? And for Sony, I think that the virtual reality that they are working on, I think it will be priced, and I think it will be cheaper than the Rift.
Okay. Are you going to give a specific amount, or are you just going to say cheaper? Could be like $5.98, and that would be cheaper.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Yeah. No, I don't know. I just have this feeling that when it does eventually come out, I think it will be cheaper than the Rift.
Okay. Because
what the Rift right now is like $600.
Correct.
And you still have to have a computer that will run the damn thing. So
also true.
For Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
they will finally triple the production of the Elite controllers.
Triple production of, so they will just be available in stores. Is that what you're trying to get out here?
That's what I'm saying, because I went to buy one at Best Buy the other day after Major Nelson had like tweeted it on Twitter. I was like a minute away from buying one at Best Buy out of stock. And I was like, oh, son of a bitch.
Okay.
Damn it. So close. And for PC, I think Steam needs to get a makeover. I think they will make over Steam.
So Steam will get a makeover.
They mm-hmm. need one. That's a good prediction.
I think
they better hear. I bet they better listen.
Especially with the issues you had as well recently with the
exactly
showing yep. the personal information and stuff. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. They need a makeover.
Excellent. All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Why don't we walk through your predictions? And well done, Kim. By the way, well done. Those are solid.
So for Xbox, I've got two for Xbox, two for PlayStation, and one each for PC okay. and Nintendo. So on Xbox, I've got now. I don't think this will happen, but it'd be interesting if it does. Microsoft will get the exclusivity deal for Destiny 2, like Sony did. So it won't be console exclusive for the game, but the extra maps and missions, what PlayStation had in the original Destiny, Microsoft's going to fight and get that this time round.
Interesting, okay.
I don't think it'll happen, but it'd be interesting. It's one of those far-reaching ideas.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. No one would have guessed that Sony got the Call of Duty maps now, first, would they?
Now, Mark, by saying this, I would just like to point out, and maybe we can pin you down on this a little bit. So through this, you're actually making two predictions.
Oh, yeah. Destiny 2 is coming out this year.
Okay. So Destiny 2 this year.
Yeah, Destiny 2 is coming out this year. Holiday this year, yeah. November-ish. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well.
Alrighty.
Okie dokie then.
Because it'll be a year after Taken King.
Gotcha. Okay.
So year three.
Oh my God. No. You hear this, Bumble? Do you see this shit?
I don't. I know.
Yeah,
I don't
if
see anything.
If it happens, Mark, I will dance in Emma's face so much.
Mark, what's your other prediction?
Right. Robin's going to hate me for this.
Uh-oh.
Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, will be the next big name at Microsoft to leave the company in 2016.
Wow.
And the main reason is because he's too old and he doesn't fit the demographic for the young kids, and Phil Spencer thinks he's too old, so he's gone.
So he basically is retiring out. Okay.
It retires him off, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bold prediction.
Yeah,
I know.
Because there's been a lot of big names leave, haven't there?
They've had
there
a
has been.
Tom, and he was the last one recently. That was a shocker. So on PlayStation,
right?
They will announce a new Infamous game. It'll be announced this year, but it won't come out while 2017. But it will be continuing the story of Delson Rowe from the Infamous Second Son after the events of Seattle. And what happened there with his brother and everything. I won't say because I know some people still haven't played it yet.
Okay. All right.
But I think the story will continue there. It'll be in a new setting, and it'll be obviously a PS4 exclusive again. So I think that's one I'd like to happen.
All right. Put it that way. Very specific one, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And Sony this year will announce a new slim PS4. It'll be quieter. It'll be a minimum of 1 terabyte hard drive. It'll be more efficient. Might be a slightly different shape. Like we did with the PS3 Slim.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly different shape, modify it a bit. Maybe make it a bit cheaper looking like we did with PS3 Slim. And that will come out holiday 2016.
Okay.
It's right. Pretty damn thin as it is.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
How much freaking thinner? I'm like over here looking at it going,
Yeah, it's not like that. Humongous concrete block called the Xbox, is it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I like my concrete block.
I have my hidden
girth. with the Infix box.
I have mine hidden, so for as far as I'm concerned, it's a thin little piece of machinery. Mark, what about PC or Nintendo? Which do you want to go with next?
I'll go PC next. With the price point of Oculus Rift being a whopping $600, and which shocked a lot of people, and the high specs needed for PCs to run it, I think that'll kill it. It won't gain enough traction. It won't get enough sales, and then developers will drop it like a ton of bricks. It'll go down like the Exxon Valdez.
Okay.
Nintendo. Yes, Gary, I have got a serious Nintendo one for the first time ever. The NX will be a replacement for both the Wii U and the DS range. So it'll be an all-in-one handheld one you can play at home on your big screen, and then you can take it out and use it as a DS on the go. So it'll be one all-encompassing console for all your needs.
So, and just to kind of cement your prediction here, you're also saying that it's all-encompassing, so it won't work with the other devices. It will replace them.
Yeah, you won't need a Wii U anymore, and you won't need a DS anymore. This will do it all.
I don't need them now. Like, what?
Touché.
Sorry, Gary.
Nicole. Nicole. Speaking of Nicole, let's have your predictions in any order you wish.
Well, unfortunately, I think I gotta go find them. Well, I had to get out of Twitch so that I could go find them and figure out where.
Sometimes it's best to get out of Twitch.
Yeah, now they can talk about me.
They're all chatting away as we speak.
I'm sure they are. I did. Okay, any order good? Because I didn't do them in order.
Okay.
And so for technically PC.
All right, PC. The PC prediction from Nicole.
Master Race.
Yeah, well, I said the Oculus Rift, starting with pre-orders now, and since the first shipments are the 28th of March at $599 mark. Because when I read the article, it had a little asterisk by it. It said about $500. So that's when I wrote my that was the one prediction I had ahead of time. But I said that, anyway, at $599 a pop, offering PCs that are Rift ready as well. I predict there will be fallout, some good, some bad. The good is that the Oculus Rift will actually be overwhelmed with demand. So I'm going opposite of what Mark has said.
Overwhelmed with demand.
Yes.
All right.
And the bad is that once it's out on the market, that it will be saturated. The market will be saturated with knockoffs at cheaper prices that will actually injure what can be expected by a true VR headset experience, tainting, albeit temporarily, the VR headsets themselves.
Okay.
You know, because we all have this idea of what it really goes on. And we actually had them come to our school for our science and technology engineering festival that we have every year. So I got to see one for real.
And
they are freaking amazing. They make me sick, but they're amazing. It's hard for your brain to grasp that whole concept of being in something. So it is cool as crap, though. So cool. But I think if you dumb down the technology and make it, if you cheapen it, then it's going to cause problems. And like a little backlash of sorts.
Okay.
Because people want what they want. They don't want to pay for it, but they want what they want.
Of course. Everybody wants something for free. All right. So there's PC. What do you want to cover next, Nicole?
Well, I had addition to the PC thing that they're going to also start – PCs in general will start marketing towards being VR-ready PCs like Oculus Rift is offering now. They're going to jump on that bandwagon.
Okay.
And go, you know, we're VR-ready.
You know, that's actually, I think that's a pretty smart prediction, because if you think about it, especially gaming rigs, what's the big question for a lot of gamers right now? Can this run VR? So now you're going to have, you know, Rift certified, something like that. That's going to signify. It would be a smart move for gaming rigs for sure. This way, you know, buying it off the shelf, you know, off the shelf, it can run VR. Interesting.
Because I know if I was going to look for something like that, which I'm not, because I can't afford it, that would be something I would look for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And I'm taking it. My Nintendo one was asinine. Sorry.
Is it there's going to be a Mario game? Because I will reach out and slap you.
No, I did not say that. Even though we know that that's the truth.
There is going
to
be one.
Because that's my prediction, by the way.
No, I said that they will continue to march to the beat of their own drum.
All right. Continue to be their own console.
Yeah. And I kind of jumbled Xbox and MS together.
That's fine.
MX will make more and more of the compatibility bundles, the backwards compatibility, putting a new game out with a bunch of old games that are, you know, that same family.
Oh, so kind of like the Fallout 4, Fallout 3 thing.
Yeah, right. More of that kind of stuff, and that we will want to put some coin down just for the sake of nostalgia. Making Microsoft some serious money for the year, and marketing to our past gaming fun is how MS is going to go this year as far as marketing. They will bring out another laptop tablet combo that boasts the connectivity across the systems that Apple's done forever. Because that's another thing they've started saying is, oh, well, if you get this, you can connect to this now, which don't do it. It's not worth it. It's a real pain in the ass. I want to know why some of my shit's green. It's green, whatever I sent you.
I do not know.
And PlayStation, again, that was just another bullshit one. I was like, we'll finally allow name changes. And I said, yes, I keep predicting this because I hope they will allow it.
You know,
they've been asking it for years, haven't they?
They still won't let you change your name. Whatever you get, that's it. You're fucked. You're stuck with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So I'm still hoping maybe.
All right.
That's
a bold prediction if you ask me.
That's bullshit. Call it what it is, Greg.
Hey, many, many fans would be super happy if that actually happened. So
it would. I mean, that was they could make so much money off of, you know, because what is it? It used to be 800 Microsoft points.
They charge you a little bit to do it. Yeah, now they do let you do it, I think, one time free or something like that.
One time free, and then it's $10 to change. Mm-hmm. Like, if PlayStation wants to make money, and that's the
way to do it. I think that the problem is the infrastructure that they've set up on the back end. That's ultimately, it has to be what the problem is.
But stupid.
It was set up poorly to where it is a pain in the ass the way they have it linked to accounts to try and change.
We'll play catch up to 360 right from day one, won't they? Because the PS3 came out, were it 18 months after? So we were always playing catch up, so everything was not thought out properly, I don't think. I don't think they knew the impact of 360 would have online.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't know. We shall see. We shall see.
Yeah. That was the way to get money, though. I mean, if you are in
it's
the
printing free money, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's like printing free money.
$10 to change your name, and you've got, what, there's 40 million PS4 sold now, and if like a third of them want to change their name, that's a lot of money.
I know. If they could pay one person $40,000 a year, they would get their money back tenfold.
Well, because how many people like signed up to the PSN and they're like, oh, this is a really stupid name and I'll make this my name, and it's like, you know, STD pus. And they're like, I really want to change this now that I have a girlfriend.
Exactly. Or that they're not 12 anymore.
Right. Also true. Yeah. I don't want my child to see my gamer tag anymore.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well done. Well, I hope that one especially comes true, Nicole. That would be.
And I'll keep predicting that one till it does. maybe they'll listen to me.
2020. Nicole got it right. All right. Well, I do need to cover my predictions. I held off on giving last week so I could give them with you guys. So here we go. I will start from the bottom and work my way up towards my favorite console. Just for you, Gary. For PC, Half-Life 3 will get E3 tease, but it'll just be like an announcement, and it'll be exclusive to the HTC Vive. But the release date will be TBD, which means never. Also for PC, I said the HTC Vive will finally get a price, and the complete kit will be more than Oculus Rift's price tag of $599. So it'll make PC gamers cry even more.
Because I thought that Rift price was way more than what people were expecting.
I was thinking
$200-$300, weren't I?
Well, okay, so real quickly. Everybody thought it was going to be $350 because they had released out the DK units, and the Kickstarter to get those DK units was $300. So they were like, oh, well, it's only going to be $300. Well, that's Kickstarter, and Kickstarter, sometimes you can buy in cheap and you get a more expensive price point. You know, it's not cheap to make these headsets.
They've got to recover all the development costs, aren't they?
Yeah.
For research.
Yeah. And they said they're selling it at cost. They're not making a profit off this. So I do believe them. It's just, you know,
I think Sony are going to sell theirs at a loss because they've already said it's going to be about the price of a new console.
Well,
so that's going to be about $350, $400, I reckon.
Well, Mark, I think you should back that thought up. And I will actually, this is, we'll hold that thought for a second. It's coming in just a moment. Right. So Sony PSVR gets a price point of $499, making it $100 cheaper than Oculus Rift. And that will be for a holiday launch this year. I think that's the perfect price for them. They'll come in $100 cheaper. Yeah. They'll look like champions to everybody, and it's still going to be $500, which was the cost of the new console when it quote-unquote launched, or a new console launched price point. So not PS4, but PS3. Oh. Think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's absolutely where it's going to go. Sony The Last Guardian will not get released in 2016. Sony will just snub their noses at everybody else again and say, sorry, not coming yet. Microsoft, Halo Wars, and Crackdown will both be given away as Games with Gold games prior to Halo Wars 2 and Crackdown 3 releases.
Ah, right. So I thought you meant Halo Wars 2 and Crackdown 3 were going to be free then. Jeez.
So they will give the original games away just prior to or sometime prior to the release.
That does happen.
To generate hype.
It's,
yep.
Yeah, it's quite a good idea. Yeah. Like
there will be an Xbox One Slim version officially unveiled. No official price drop, though. So they're going to announce the Slim. That will be the same price point as the current Big Boy version. And they will have an unofficial price drop on the Big Boy version in coming into the holidays with all their bundles. But it won't be an official price drop.
Yeah. So I was going to say the Xbox was going to get smaller. But I know Robbins put that on his predictions last week. And he also said they're going to take away the Blu-ray drive. So that's why I went PS4. But yeah.
For the record, I can see the Blu-ray drive being gone. I could see them releasing a version like that easily.
Yeah.
Why?
Because digital buying of games is taking over. So giving somebody an option of picking something up like that, making it smaller form factor, you don't have to worry about a disc drive. You just download your games just like you do on Steam.
Cheaper to produce.
Yeah, exactly. Now for my favorite console, the Nintendo platform. Zelda Wii U is going to be pushed out and will coincide with the NX launch. And it will now be an NX port as well. So it'll still come to the Wii U, but it will be pushed out to coincide with the Wii U version, or sorry, the NX version, and that will all, of course, be coming out when the NX launches. And that is happening in 2017, and they will show off the NX this year at E3. We'll see it, but we won't get a price point. And they will make that price announcement next year with the spring launch of the NX. So there we go. All my predictions, all coming true. I can feel it now. Sorry about all of yours.
A few sensible ones there this year.
I tried to be sensible. Yeah. And I think you guys did a good job of being sensible. There was a lot of sensibility going around this room. The virtual room. It's craziness. All right. Well, let's dive into probably the most important part of this podcast. Podcast trivia. Not the end, just the beginning.
Oh, we've got a new format as well, haven't we?
Yes, we have a new format. Just be prepared.
I don't have pen or paper. That would require me looking.
Or you can use what Robin did with his cell phone. He just wrote, typed it on his cell phone, held it up to the screen. So here's how it works, kids. Mm-hmm. There's two questions. You are going to have multiple choice for each one. You will write down your answer, show it off, type it on the screen, however you need to relay, and then you will reveal what your answer is as we announce what the answer really is. If you get it right, you'll get a point. If you get it wrong, you don't get a point. The good news, the boys from last week, goose eggs around the table. Nobody got points from last week. So you have an immediate chance to jump to the lead. And this year, the end of this, there's going to be a little prize involved. Just saying. I'm cooking something up for you guys. It'll be something that you actually want. Not
Thor.
No. I will not be sending Thor to you. If I could send Thor to you, Nicole, I happily would. But that's a little beyond my capabilities. But there will be something at the end of the year for the winner.
I just want his hammer anyway.
Go ahead. I bet you do. anyway, all right. Here we go. First question. In Halo 5, who is the highest ranking member of Fireteam Osiris? Who's the highest ranking member of Fireteam Osiris in Halo 5? Is it A, Master Chief, B, Spartan Buck, C, Spartan Locke, or D, Lieutenant Junior Grade Frederick 104? Which he could have just said Freddy, but he didn't. A, B, C, or D? You have your answers written in? Yep. Locked in? Yes, yep. Nicole?
Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, just type.
You may not phone a friend. All right, Nicole, what did you say?
I said lock.
All right. Mark, what would you say? C lock. Backwards. All right, C, gotcha.
Lock. Yep.
Also lock. Kim, are you going with the crowd or?
I said B.
You said B, Spartan yeah, Buck. B. Well, I can say two of you got this correct. It is, in fact, Spartan Locke. Yes, not Spartan Buck.
Damn.
He just has a nice ass.
Apparently.
Just saying.
All right. Well done to the two of you. Nice try, Kim. All right.
I played Halo 5. What the hell?
you've taken a guess. I get it.
We played it recently. That's why I knew it.
All right. This one's going to...
I just guessed my ass look.
This is going to be a little tough for me. Not just subject matter-wise, but also pronunciation-wise, so bear with me. Who is the first NPC you meet in Dark Souls? Is it A, Solaire of Astora, B, Oscar of Astora, C, Knight Lutrec of Karim, or D, Crestfallen Warrior? Who is the first NPC you meet in Dark Souls? A, B, C, or D?
Shit.
I love watching Mark's painful expression.
You start off in a castle and you meet this guy in this cell. What were the names again, Greg, please?
It is A, Solaire of Astora, B, Oscar of Astora, C, Knight Lautrec of Karim, or D, Crestfallen Warrior.
Right.
All right. Okay. Everybody put your answer in.
Locked in.
Locked in. Kim?
Yep.
Nicole?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see it, Nicole. What do you have first?
A D, because I have no fucking clue.
A D, yeah. All right, all right. A D for you. Mark?
The guy you meet in the cell, I can't remember his name. I think it's A, because you meet him later on, and he gives you some gear.
Okay, Mark
the
has
Solaire
A.
The guy, whatever
right. And Kim?
I say C.
Kim says C. I am saddened to say nobody got this right. It is B, Oscar of Astora.
God dang it. I should have went with Oscar because it's funnier.
That was a good, tough question, Jason.
It was a good,
nice
tough
one.
Question.
Really
yes.
Good question.
Holy crap.
It's a long time since I played that.
Yep. Mm. Well done, Jason. Thank you so much for sending those questions over to us. And, hey, a couple points earned this week. You're on your way to the Teflon Championship. That's what we're going to call it.
Woohoo!
Because no trivia will stick on you. yeah, okay. I made that last part up. Okay, where are we at in this show? We've gone through our new releases. we can talk about some play dates. So Halo 5 Spartan Company continues forward. If you are wanting to jump into that, shoot out to at Phil Thee and at Amaris89, and they can hook you up. Clash of Clans and Boom Beach. Nicole, are you guys still playing this?
Mm-hmm. We are. Kim could probably give you the Clash more than I could.
I want to get the Clash from Kim. It sounds itchy and painful.
And I can give you the boom. So
now we're talking. all right. We are epic. Mark, what did we decide on this?
Yep. The previous quarter's competition ended in December, end of December. We've been a little bit late. Apologies to everyone, but we have sort of like looked at all the videos. There weren't as many entries as last time, so we haven't put it to a public vote, but there was an overwhelming winner, what we all decided on, and that winner is Paul Davey, with his Black Ops 3 video where he wipes out the full enemy team in one round, and it was awesome to watch. So that if you want to see that video, epic. Just visit our Facebook page, epic.g4t.com. He was known as Big Balls UK on the Xbox, but I think someone reported his gamer tag and he had to change it. And I think he's now called Paul Davey UK. So I will contact you very shortly and arrange your prize. So well done to you.
Well done, Paul.
Congratulations.
Yep.
And truly, wiping out the full team, you do have big balls.
Yeah. It was quite epic. If you watch the video, it's really good. And thanks to Henwood for actually posting it for him, because he didn't actually post it himself, so he's lucky he's getting the bloody prize, really.
Yes,
he should split it with Henwood. The next one, running from January to the end of March, is now on with. We haven't actually put the thing up on Facebook yet. I don't know how to do this, so I'll either have to learn or I'll have to chase Parsnip up to do this, because it's an event you have to post.
Right.
So we'll get that posted up as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I know Skullduggar has posted one on the G4TE page, a video. So if you just do that for now, then we'll get it moved into the right area. So apologies for that again.
All right. Excellent.
But yeah, basically, the video is 30-second clip of something either really funny, really awesome, really skillful, what you want to share. It's quite easy to do now with next-gen consoles where you can record the gameplay. So, yeah, just send that video into Bongo. It's there in front of me. I'm blind.
It happens.
Bongo at G4T.com for the time being. And then when it's up, it'll just be on epic.g4t.com.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And just think of it this way, to really kind of put it into a very concise parameter of what you want to put up there: 30 seconds of epicness or 30 seconds of epic failure, whichever the case may be, both should get you consideration. We have the Forza 6 Mini Cooper League has started, and then we had a little bit of a hiccup this past week, so we weren't able to get our second race in, so unfortunately that did not happen, but they will be continuing on next week, and it is going to be the Mini Cooper, and I want to say we're on Coda East is the track. So another small track that I have a bad feeling when we get this many cars onto the racetrack, it's going to be mayhem again, which actually may prove beneficial for me. Being in the back of the pack, I can maybe get to the front, or, well, let's not kid ourselves, maybe to the middle of the pack. All right, we also have this other contest that we run because we like giving things away to you people. I don't know why, because you're not nice to us or me. You're nice to them. Victories achieved. So when you complete a game out, just take a selfie with the game in the background, maybe the completion achievement or trophy or the title screen, something to signify that you just beat the game. And, you know, your face somewhere in there. It doesn't have to be your full face. It could be like half a face. It could be a quarter face. You know, whatever. But get that in there. Tweet it off to at g4te.com. Make sure you're spelling the dot. So g4te.dot.com. And when you get that off to us, you will be instantly entered into a prize drawing that takes place every quarter. We select one person at random, and they win $20, either $20 on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. And it could be £15 if you're over in the UK, but you just subtract 5 from 20, and that's how you get to £15. It works every time. This contest is going to run from January 1st all the way through March 31st, so there's still plenty of time to get your entries in. And amazingly, through just knowing off the top of my head all the people that completed games this week, Mark, because I know we hadn't updated our list here, but because I have the powers of the Karnak, I can tell you by putting my phone to my head that Natras79 finished Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Nice.
Flecky90 finished Assassin's Creed Rogue. At Frequency71 finished Amplitude. And at Hardly Dan finally got around to playing The Last of Us. Finished that up. Well done.
Great game.
Yeah. At Amorous89 finished Pony Island. Really, Gary? Really? This is what we're now playing. Come on.
I called him out on that, and apparently he said it's not what you think it is, and he said that he wants to come on the show when there's an empty seat and explain himself. Or I've said I will gladly go on the Gamesman and listen to what he has to say, because that end credit screen did look very girly.
It's a Barbie horse ride. You might as well throw it in there too, Gary. at Pixel Theater finished Gone Home. At Amorous 89 also finished The Dragon Cancer. See, much more manly sounding, Gary. Dragon Cancer. At Pony. Colin for the win, or at Colin FTW, he finished Until Dawn, which is a fantastic scary movie, from what I understand. And that pretty much does it. So congratulations to everybody, and thank you, Robin Tate, for sending these over to me. I really didn't, you know, miraculously know off the top of my head. But yeah, so keep on finishing games, keep on sending them in, because you can win free money, and free money is awesome. Who doesn't love some free money?
Exactly.
Okay. I think we can put a bow on this show. So if you want to be part of the podcast and take part in our chat, or just, you know, listen to us, you don't even have to comment in the chat. You can just watch us as we're podcasting. Maybe someday we'll have video again of the games when we play them. Just jump over
when Rich comes back.
Yeah, when Rich comes back. Come back soon, Rich. Come over to our Twitch channel. And to find Twitch, our Twitch channel, the fastest, easiest way possible you could do this is go to your browser. It could be Chrome. It could be Microsoft Edge. It could be Internet Explorer, Firefox even, Mozilla, whatever you want. And in the browser window, type in live.g4te.com. And that should take you right to our Twitch page. And every Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. UK, until there's a time change, in which case I'll get screwed up. But we're in there podcasting. And so you'll see some of our smiley faces. Sometimes we're different people. Sometimes we're the same people. Usually I'm here, but not always. Sometimes I take like a whole month off. So, you know, come in, take part, have fun. You can email the podcast like Jason does every week, giving us trivia. You can send in your own trivia if you want. You can just send us something nice to say. You can even send us some hate mail if you think we're too anti-Nintendo. And maybe you want to just express yourself to us that we're unfair to Nintendo, then by all means, write us podcast@g4te.com. You can also tweet us at @OC_podcast. Typically, we just give nonsense response back. We have a Facebook group, as Mark mentioned. That's where we do the We Are Epic game video contest, I guess that's really what it is. Epic.g4te.com. That's the easy way to get to that. You can give us an iTunes or a Stitcher review. We really would appreciate that, just because it helps other people find us. So we welcome that. And with that said, by all means, you can see all of our Twitter names on the screen if you're watching this. So like right there, that's my Twitter handle. Right over there, that's Mark's handle.
Oh, there's a delay. Look, I can't.
Down there, that's Kim's. And right below me... Just look up, Nicole. Look
no,
up.
No, I am not looking up.
That's her Twitter handle down there. So, yeah, you know, follow us on Twitter if you would like. And you can also, of course, follow the show, the podcast itself,
at
OC_podcast.
That's no moon.
Death Star. all right, shout outs. Let's start it off with Nicole.
I'll shout out to all of y'all. Yes, I said y'all. All of y'all. Seriously, don't make fun of me, okay? Let's start calling you Yorkie y'all. Boy. And all of our dear friends in the chat, because we had a bunch today. I'm just very
We've had a lot. There's been a lot of activity in there today.
12,
yeah.
14, well, I don't know. It was a lot.
They were rather talky.
I know, because if it wasn't for all of our beautiful chatters and listeners, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
The next lady in the room, Kim.
I thought that was going to be Mark.
I know, yeah. I was waiting for it. I was waiting.
I want to thank you guys again, you know. And, you know, I want to thank our viewers and our listeners and, of course, the nice people in the chat, because it's entertaining, to say the least. So, yeah. And here's to hoping that I get warm weather soon, because this cold shit sucks. So
the cold shit does suck.
It really does suck. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, all the people in the chat, there's been a lot of activity in there tonight. It's been quite amusing watching all the conversations flying backwards and forwards. I'd like to shout out Greg for buying Rebel Galaxy, because that's been the highlight of my week, and Double Damage Games for making the game. So, yeah. Over to you, Greg.
All right. Well, thank you, the three of you, for making the podcast. As always, it's been fun. And so it's a highlight for me every week. Thank you to everybody listening. Obviously, without you, the listeners, as Nicole said before, we wouldn't really be doing this. We'd just be talking to ourselves, which still would be amusing. But we really do appreciate all of the participation and support we get from all of you. So appreciate that. I want to take a moment here and talk about the shout outs that were actually posted in my list here. Nicole, you wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to Batch. He's been active posting up some pictures and stuff of him and his girlfriend, and so that's been awesome. Is it fiance now?
Yes. Yep.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, just double checking.
Congratulations.
Kim, you wanted to shout out John Travolta. That man got game, yo. That was the caption there. So I think this is important. We stay with what we really wanted to say. And Mark, you That's did revolting. Want to actually say thank you to me and Rebel Galaxy. But more importantly, Amras for
Gary
playing
for finishing.
And finishing Pony Island.
Pony Island.
Yeah. Gary, I don't think we're ever going to let you on this show to explain yourself, only because of the fact that I want to be able to hold this over your head forever that you played Pony Island, and it soon will become Pony Island and Barbie Dream Horse. Something. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being here. Mark, I think we need to get you to cue up some music so we can get out of here, if that's a possibility.
Maybe. Maybe.
We can't leave without music, Mark. Otherwise, we're just going to sit on here.
You have to wait a bit now. Here we go.